views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you so desire. I want to also invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, folks, when you go to the website, I want to encourage you to sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, we have got lots of great bonuses coming to you that you don't hear about anywhere else, from upcoming radio guests, special offers from myself. And when you sign up for that newsletter, I'm also going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I use personally in my own life to create the life that I desire. Now, these tools I used were to help me to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy. I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life. I overcame abuse, divorce, and a near-death experience, and went on to get through all of that stuff and healed the disease and met Mr. Right and have the wonderful life that I only dreamed about years ago. So today what we're going to do is help you get there, but these videos are going to even help you that much more. So to get those videos, go to AskSueLondon.com and sign up for the free newsletter, and we'll send you those videos right away. Address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, I want to mention to you that I have an upcoming training coming up, and that is happening in Oakville, Ontario, Canada, and that is on Tuesday, March the 25th and Wednesday, March the 26th, and I'm going to be teaching pet owners how to do Reiki on their pets. Folks, Reiki is a healing energy modality, and it can help your pet heal emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally. It's great to use on animals if you've rescued them from shelters, if they have any health challenges. I do Reiki on my pets every day, and I'm very blessed and honored to say that I've been able to help my pets through their health challenges, and I've also been there when it has been their time to cross over, and I've been, you know, fortunate to say that they have passed peacefully when the time came because I was able to give them Reiki. So if you are interested in taking this Reiki training on animals, the course, again, is on Tuesday, March the 25th and Wednesday, March the 26th, and again, it's in Oakville, Ontario, Canada. If you'd like to sign up for that training, just send me an email at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. Again, it's getinspiredradio@gmail.com, and then we can connect and I'll give you more of the details then. And if you don't live in that area and you do want to have that training for, you know, your center or your company, just, you know, email me too, and we can look at setting up something for me to come in to help you and your shelters, your clinics, you know, whoever you may be. Okay, so we have got a great show today, and I've got to let you know that my producer, Christopher, is not with us tonight. I'm sure Christopher's listening. So, Christopher, my friend, I do miss you, and I hope you're having an awesome evening. We do have Brian Sullivan filling the host seat today with me. Brian, it's nice to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, how is your weather there?
Let me tell you, it's raining. It was raining out there, and it melted all this ice and snow away.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's happening here? We were supposed to have rain. Now, folks, I'm coming to you from southern Ontario in the Niagara region of Ontario, Canada. And today we were supposed to have rain. And we're thinking, that's awesome. The rain is going to take the snow away. But instead, it got colder, and we've had a major snowstorm again.
Whoa.
Here.
Unbelievable, huh?
Is this stuff ever going to end or what?
Not in a million years.
I don't know. I was hearing that, and I hate to say this, but I heard that summer is supposed to be a cool summer this year, that we're not supposed to be having, you know, us who have pools are not going to have much enjoyment unless they're heated pools, from what I've been hearing from the Farmer's Almanac. So I'm hoping they're wrong is all I can say.
Yep, you and me both.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I don't know if you know this, Brian, but Chris and I have been talking. Ross and I are new parents. And I have to quickly say, not to a child, like person, but to a little new puppy.
I think I know the name, Marley, correct?
That's right. Did I send you pictures too, my little brag pictures?
Yes, you did.
Baby? Oh, my gosh. Well, I got to tell you, we're having such fun with him. And, you know, Ross and I are in our 50s, right? And we're grandparents of two grandchildren. And we're thinking, you know, these grandchildren, they're boys and we can keep up with them. But, you know, having a new puppy in the house, you got to baby-proof your house. You don't know what they're going to get into next. It's crazy. Today, Marley discovered the door stops. You know where the doors, they go against this little stop and there's like a little plastic knob on it?
Yeah.
He discovered them today and he's been chewing them.
Oh,
so we had to have a little training session, and the big word no came out quite a lot.
Oh.
So our little 3-pound Shih Tzu puppy, Marley, is really growing, and our wonderful older grandson taught him yesterday how to go up our stairs to the upper level of our house. So that's not a good thing either, because if you have a puppy, anyone who knows this, you can lose them very quickly, you know, in a big open concept house. So that's our adventures of Marley for this week.
All right.
So if you'd like me to send him down so I can have a good night's – actually, I can't lie. I do get a good night's sleep. I give him Reiki every night before he goes to bed.
Oh, that's great, Sue.
But, you know, I got to say, though, if anyone has never had a pet in their life, I do encourage you to bring a pet into your life. And our pets give us the greatest pleasure. And you don't need TV when you have pets in the house. That's all I can say. So, so Brian, now, do you have a pet?
No, I don't.
No? Oh, well, you know what? Get Christopher to get some fish in that station there for
the
you.
Office. Sure, I'll tell him.
Yeah, there you go. Now, next week, Christopher will not be speaking to me because I have said this.
Oh, he will. You know we're kidding, but he probably won't.
Yeah. Well, you know, Christopher's got dogs and he's got cats, right?
Yes, he does.
Yep.
And birds as well, too.
That's right. We talked about the birds 1 week. That's right. Well, I can say that, you know, Brian, you know the challenges that I've had in my life. And it has been, you know, a real godsend for me to have pets around me, because they have been a real part of my healing in all the challenges I've went through. So, you know, my children know that, you know, when they have babies, that, you know, it's important for them to bring pets in for them. And all our kids do have pets, and they bring them home to grandma's house every weekend. So sometimes we don't only have our dogs, but we might have our grand dog Mia here, and we've had guinea pigs, and oh, I just don't know what our kids are going to get next. That's for
I know.
But anyways, well, we've got a great show today. So Brian, thanks for joining us. And
thank you. I'll be listening in.
Good. Well, folks, we've got a different show for you today. I wanted to take this full hour and address the show to answer questions around how do you get through health challenges and how do you move forward, you know, when you've been through abuse and divorce, and where do you find this courage and strength? So many people ask me these kind of questions every day. So I want to take this hour, and I'm just going to share stories, you know, inspiring stories that I have been through. I'm going to share tools that I've used. And I'm hoping that something that I will say to you tonight is going to help you along your journey, no matter if you're going through challenges with your health, if it's a disease, if it is, you know, wondering if you have a disease or, you know, the fate of your health, if you're going through abuse and, you know, scared to make that next step to go through divorce and becoming a single person, you know, what will happen, talking about fears and worries. And we're going to talk about some really important tools that do not cost you a cent, but can really make a difference for yourself and others. Now, I just want to tell you quickly before we go to the commercial break, because some of you may not know my story. I'm going to give you the short version and before the break. So let me tell you that my journey, it started in May 1989 when I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. My doctors told me that basically I had this disease. It was incurable, and I was just going to have to learn to live with it for the rest of my life. That was the first thing. Then in 1992, I went through a life and death pregnancy when my weight went down to just 80 pounds. I was pregnant with my second child, and the doctors had asked me to make a choice, either I live or the baby. We'll be talking about that later in the show. In 1996, I was given just 30 minutes to live after my intestine burst, and then not long after that, I had a near-death experience. So I came home from the hospital, and I learned that my husband of 16 years, he had a girlfriend for 14 years of our marriage, and I went through a divorce, and my life got only better and better every day after that. The disease, the doctor said was incurable, is completely gone. The baby that I was not supposed to have, quote, said the doctors, is turning 21 next month, and I'm just so thrilled. And 5 years after my divorce, I met Mr. Wright, my husband Ross, if he comes down to the station with me, many of you have met, and together we're helping people and animals around the world. Now, that's the short version. We're going to talk more about it during the show. To learn so much more about my journey, it's all in my book, My Life Story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And you can find that book at my website, AskSueLondon.com. So what we're going to do is take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the secrets, how I overcame the disease the doctors told me was incurable. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Today, folks, I'm sharing with you those secrets that helped me to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live in my life, overcoming abuse, divorce, and a near-death experience. And, you know, you might be going through these challenges yourself, or you may know somebody who's been going through this. But the intention of the show tonight is just simply for me to share my experiences in the hope that something that I say will help you, whether you have a friend going through this or you're going through some of this self yourself. I want to start off by sharing with you that the date was May the 1st, 1989. And that's a date that I'm never, ever going to forget as long as I live. This was the date that I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. I remember folks sitting in front of my doctor, and I was thinking, why me? Why was this happening to me? I can remember hearing disease, and I'm sitting in this chair and I'm feeling tunnel vision and all kinds of things are going through my mind. And then I hear the doctor say, this is a disease that I was going to have for the rest of my life. Now, if you have experienced something similar by sitting in front of your doctor and being diagnosed with a disease and heard either you won't make it or you're going to have this for the rest of your life, let me tell you that you can change this. Sometimes we have people out there that will tell us something on their belief system, but let me tell you that those are people you do not want to work with. Anything is possible. And let me tell you that, you know, I am one that when someone tells me that I can't do something, it's like I want to prove you otherwise. But when I was diagnosed with this disease, and if you have gone through this, you will, you know, be relating to what I'm saying right now. I can tell you that those feelings went through me were that I was so angry. I was so angry at the world. I was so angry at God. I was so angry at, you know, what is the purpose of me being alive if I'm being diagnosed with this disease? And I was angry because here I had just become a mom for the first time, and I had a beautiful 9-month-old baby girl at home. And questions like, how do I look after her? What do I do? How do I be in hospitals and be looking after a baby? So there's so many things coming up around the angry part. I was depressed. I was depressed because I thought, why me? Like, I didn't deserve this. And how would I move forward? And what kind of life could I be as a, you know, being a mom? And what kind of a role model could I be? All kinds of depression went through me. And I went through, maybe my family would be better without me. Serious stuff was going through my mind when it came to depression. I was devastated. I was devastated also because all my life, I was healthy, or so I thought. But when we look back at, you know, when I had my symptoms I had had as a child, I had symptoms of Crohn's disease, but it wasn't until I had my first child where the hormonal change of having this baby brought out the disease. So, you know, all kinds of emotions were going through me, and I want to really spend time telling you about this part because I've talked to people recently that have family members that may be going through cancer or other diseases, and they've had a hard time with understanding why these emotions were affecting their friends and family members. And it is a tough thing to be told you have an illness. It changes your life. And when you're dealing with maybe a doctor that's telling you this is the fate, nothing, no other options, that can be pretty shocking. So if you're a family member that is seeing, you know, someone going through this or a friend going through this, simply just be there, let them talk with you, let them, you know, get out the emotion with you. Don't try and give them advice because you haven't walked in their shoes. And I can tell you firsthand, the ones that were giving me advice, it was very difficult because they were not in my shoes. They did not know what I was going through. So that was, you know, what I went through with a disease. Now, I want to tell you, if you don't know what Crohn's disease is, let me tell you a few of the symptoms, and that will help you to understand more of where the anger came from. Crohn's disease, some of the symptoms include rapid weight loss. I had lost like 60 pounds in a month and a half. Severe pain. And the best way I can say this is that picture yourself as a woman being in labor. Okay, you know how you have the labor, the contractions, that they you know, let up for a little bit. Well, that pain is comparable to that, but it doesn't let up. Okay, as a mom, if you have a child with this disease, that's the best way I can explain it to you. Severe pain, you can have chronic diarrhea, and those are just a couple of the symptoms. Now, if you have challenges with your health or with disease, the first thing that I can tell you is very important for me, as I've already mentioned, you want to have a really good doctor. You want to have a doctor who's going to listen to you. You want to have a doctor that is going to work with you, and you know, you share your concerns and then help, they help you. And you want to have someone that you trust. And I was very fortunate that I had all those qualities in my doctor. I worked with a gastroenterologist that specialized in, you know, with disease for intestinal area. And my doctor, I was really blessed. I swear he was sent to me from above because he not only did all that with me, but he was great at kicking my butt when I needed it. And sometimes it was in a loving way, and sometimes it was just what I needed, and it wasn't in a loving way. And that's all I'm going to say about that part, but I got to tell you, it was very important.
All righty, and we're going to take a break for a message, and you're listening to Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit I Am Energy.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Well, welcome back, folks. We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We're having some technical challenges here. We're having quite a storm, so I apologize for that little break that we had to take. Before the break, I was saying about how it's really important to have a doctor that is going to be someone that you can trust, is someone that is going to kick your butt in a loving way, and sometimes the times when you don't need that, you need the other, you know, the hard way. I was really fortunate that I had a doctor that was somebody that I could trust, was somebody that would work with me, and somebody who would listen to me. Now, I want to tell you that when, as I was mentioning earlier, that when I was going through the challenges with my health and being diagnosed and trying to like understand why this was happening, and I was really focused on why, and depression and all that. One of the greatest gifts my doctor had was this awareness of emotions. And your emotions, your negative emotions, will affect your health in a very, very negative way. So my doctor was noticing that I was letting my emotions get the better of me, and this is not good. He taught me one of the greatest lessons that I hope that there's something right here that's going to help you if you're in the same place. He sat me down, and he firmly said to me, that I could create more good days than bad days in my life. And you know, folks, he was absolutely right, because we all have the ability to create more good days in our life if we choose. So, you know, that was a huge eye-opener for me, and I thought, you know, I was going to bed, and when I was going through all of these negative emotions of why me and, you know, depression and anger and frustration, and I was feeling, how do I say it? I was feeling every morning I was going to get up, and I could see already how much pain I was going to have and how the day was going to go bad, and I was actually creating a day from a nightmare, a day from hell, I guess you could say. But when he sat me down, he said, you have the ability to create more good days in your life. We have the choice. I thought, okay, you know what? It's true. I was creating only negative, bad things happening to me. So then I started by, you know, waking up in the morning, and I'd lay there, and I thought, you know what? This is going to be an awesome day. It's going to be a fantastic day. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be productive, and I'm going to be so successful in everything that I do. And I started saying that every day, more and more. And it really, really helped me. And even to this day, I lay in bed, and when I open my eyes, I say affirmations. And this is something that can really help you as well. Now, I think, Brian, do we want to take that commercial break now and then come back and I'll talk about affirmations? I don't know if we've lost Brian. Maybe we have lost Brian. Okay, you know what, folks?
Oh, yeah, what's Brian? Up, Sue London?
Do you want to take the commercial break now, and then when we come back, we'll talk more about the affirmations?
You can go right up to 45.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll keep going, folks. This is an interesting show we're having, to say the least. And you know what? It looks like we have to fill that time. Again, it's, everything happens for a reason. Now, I was saying about how, you know, I'd hop out of bed, and that when I shifted to saying that I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to be happy and productive and successful in everything that I do, I started seeing my world change. I started feeling better. I started feeling lighter. I was less stressed. Now, something else that I also added to my daily routine was that I started saying affirmations such as, I can cope with this. I can cope with this. I will be okay. I will be okay. And then I started saying, and it is possible for me to heal this disease. It is possible for me to heal this disease. Now, first, I got to tell you, And I'm sure some of you are listening and thinking, yeah, right, okay, yeah, I can't get there. Well, what had to help me to get to that place where I could say it and feel it and believe it was that I started writing these affirmations on Post-it notes. And I stuck these sayings everywhere in our house, and I stuck them in my car. I put them on mirrors. I put them in the fridge. I put them on containers inside the fridge. And everywhere I went, I read, I can cope with this. I will be okay. It is possible for me to heal this disease. So the more that I read it, the more I started believing, you know, maybe there's a chance, just a small chance that I can get better. Then the more I kept reading it, the more I was believing that it was possible. And then it got to the point where it actually happened. And this disease, the doctors told me is incurable, is completely gone. Now, also by reading the affirmations and saying words and over and over, looking in the mirror while I was saying these words and feeling it and believing it and you know, experiencing things that were coming up, I also had to let my strong will and determination kick in. And I had to, you know, when somebody told me it wasn't possible, I thought, no, I know it's possible. Anything is possible. We see more and more on TV. We read more and more about books about miracles. And I have, along this journey, had so many miracles happen in my life that I can tell you they do happen. It is possible. If someone tells you you can't do something, turn that around and make it like a mission of yours that you're going to show them that's wrong and you're going to turn it around and show them it is possible. That's where my strong determination kicks in. And by the way, for any of you parents out there that have strong-willed kids, I'm so happy for you because I was an only child. I was a very shy child, but I had a strong will. I had a very strong determination. You've heard Chris Menisho say I was, you know, I'm kind of stubborn, but that is what helped me to get through these challenges, that strong will and that determination. So, you know, my grandchildren are very strong-willed, and I just had this conversation with my daughter 2 days ago, and I said, I'm so happy that our kids, our grandchildren, are strong-willed because, you know, what challenges are they going to face? And this is awesome that they have that they can, you know, be able to get through the challenges with that kind of a personality. So let your strong determination kick in, folks. Now, be positive and have faith that things are happening for a reason also. I can tell you that everything that I have had happen in my life, it has happened for a reason. Every single thing. I learned when I had this disease that miracles can happen, that I learned how powerful our mind is. I learned how we can change our destiny. We can change what happens in our day. We can create the life we want. I learned that, you know, here I healed this disease. I learned that we can be told something, as in the example when I was pregnant with my second daughter, and the doctor said, make a choice. You live or the baby. Who will live? And I made that choice to fire that doctor. I became empowered, and I fired that doctor. That's unheard of by many people. Well, I did that. And that new doctor that came, the medicine he prescribed for me was my family, to bring my family, or to bring my our family dog, Rocky, my little Shih Tzu, down to the hospital. And by Rocky coming down to the hospital and knowing that he was out on that balcony that waiting to see me, I can tell you that when my weight was just 80 pounds, and I'm 5'5", so I'm big boned, I'm solid normally, I was so weak and I had no strength to walk from that bed to the washroom. That's how sick I was when I was pregnant with my second daughter. So when I knew that that dog of mine was down on the balcony, all I kept focusing in my mind was, my dog, I get to see Rocky. I hadn't seen him in months. I'm so excited that I kept that vision in my mind of seeing Rocky. And that is what helped me to see how powerful animals are at helping us heal. And I would never, ever have a house without an animal in it. And this is why I love to do anything I can to help our animal kingdom, because they are the greatest gift we can all have. So again, if you're going through challenges with your health, get around animals. They're awesome. So those are just a few things I learned from that. From my ex-husband, I learned I had a strength I didn't know I had. He was emotionally abusive. He had a girlfriend that really shot me down emotionally, and I thought, what was wrong with me? I learned that we can't change people, that everyone has their own destiny, and we're all here to learn, or we're here to teach. He taught me many valuable lessons. I learned how empowered we can be if we choose. I learned to speak up for myself. I learned not to let fear hold me back. As a child, I used to throw up every time a teacher asked me to get up and give a presentation, even if it was to raise my hand and say, here in attendance. I was that freaked out by being in the center of attention. Now, like my husband Ross says, you know, he was my mentor from Toastmasters. That's how I met him. And he says now he can't shut me up because, you know, I'm just so open and so wanting to help people. So, you know, whatever challenges you're going through, just know there's a reason. And I've just touched on a few things here. I have had every day something happen for a reason. I could write a book on just that part. But these are kind of some things as examples that I want to share with you because, you know, sometimes we get wrapped up in what we're going through and we forget about being in the present moment and being aware of what is around us or who has come to us to help us or to teach us. So, you know, remember that we have things happening for a reason. Yeah, we go through these challenges, but what are we taking from it? And, you know, that baby that the doctor said to me that they wouldn't either, you know, she wouldn't make it or I wouldn't make it. Well, she has gone on to be one of the greatest teachers for me. She has taught me the lesson on stop worrying. And, you know, she was 3. Can you imagine a 3-year-old walking around telling her mommy, stop worrying? You know, I was so caught up with worrying about the what ifs and, you know, what if this happens or suppose this happens, that I wasn't even in the present moment knowing that I was worrying. And she would constantly keep reminding me, say, stop worrying, mommy. And, you know, she was absolutely right because so many people spend such an enormous amount of time worrying about the what ifs. Or suppose this happens. And when you do that, you know, you're not staying in the present moment. You're missing opportunities. You're missing so many things coming to you that people helping you or, you know, job opportunities or lessons to be learned. Or maybe you're put in a place to help somebody, but you're so wrapped up on worry that you're missing that you could simply give somebody a hug and it could help them in such a positive way. Now, do you know that if you're going to worry every day, just a little bit, you're actually going to lose a couple of years in your lifetime? So let me ask you this. If something is wrong, fix it if you can. But if you can't do anything about it, just let it go. Because worry is not your answer. Now, there's a saying that I say, and maybe you've heard me say this on the show before, but the saying that is said in the London home, is if things don't flow, let it go. Now, let me give you an example about how things didn't flow and I let it go, okay? Because we are always given signs. Sometimes we aren't aware of them, but this is an example of a story that my husband and I, Ross, experienced, and I hope that something will stick with you so that it will help you when things aren't flowing as a reminder. Okay, so here's the story. My husband Ross and I, we were booked to go to California on a business trip. Now, we always try new adventures. The adventures may be small or they might be big. It could be simply going to a new show, could be going on a picnic in an area, or it could be something big like hot air ballooning, a balloon ride. Well, this particular trip, Ross thought it would be pretty awesome if we took a hot air balloon ride. So we were looking at our days where I wasn't working, we were going to go on this hot air balloon ride. So I went online and I was looking up. I was working with a concierge service and they had given me 3 websites of good reputable companies to deal with. And the first company that I called, there was no answer. Didn't matter what time of the day I called, there was absolutely no answer. The second company that I called, the phone was just constantly busy. I couldn't get through, no matter day or night. The third one that I called, the operator came on the line and said that that number had been disconnected. So I thought, okay, there's something definitely wrong here. That's three. There was three different like websites, contacts I was given for us to have a hot air balloon ride, and it's not working. I don't know why, but I need to let it go. It's not flowing, so I'm letting it go. Now, this happened in, it was October 2009, I believe, when there was a lot of fires happening. There were people killed. There was animals killed, lost in the fire. And we had got down there. We were down there for about a day. And where we were staying at the hotel, we actually had to pack our bags and put them into our car every night because we didn't know if we were even going to have a hotel to come back to. Okay, so that was kind of what was going on. So when the day came that we were hoping to go for the hot air balloon ride, the day off, we thought, well, we would go sightseeing to a non-fire area, which was hard to find, but we did find an area in, I think it was Old San Diego. And so when we were driving, we were driving, and I have to add, too, my husband, Ross, never, ever gets us lost. He's like a built-in GPS. Me, on the other hand, that's a totally different story, but Ross never gets us lost. And we're driving on this road, and we started seeing less and less cars. And I thought, this is kind of unusual, but maybe that was the time of day. We're driving, then all of a sudden, we hit this wall of what was like fog. It was like, it was smoke. Then ash was coming down the sky, from the sky, and it was like heavy snow. What ended up happening, long story short, was that we actually had got lost, and we were lost in the area where exactly the hot air balloon ride was supposed to be. Now, if I had have pushed trying to make that hot air balloon reservation happen, it, you know, even though it wasn't flowing, if I had to try to push it and make it happen, we would have lost well over $600 for that reservation because it was just a thick, like smog, fire was on the other side. It was devastating. So that's an example of when things don't flow, let it go. There is higher power and work in everything that happens in our life. And when you start believing that things will flow easier for you, you will have less worry. So that's your story on the adventures of Ross's Sue going to San Diego and the hot air balloon ride that did not happen. So what I want to talk about now is another important tool that I use, and that was visualization. Now, visualization is something that's really powerful that helps our mind to believe other way. Okay, so if you're feeling a lot of pain, for example, you can shift that to feeling a lightness. Now, here's an example, okay? When I was first diagnosed with Crohn's disease, I will never forget that first hospital stay. I was in the hospital, and I was so consumed with where I had the pain. I was consumed how much pain I had, how long it lasted, where it was, and when it was going to come next. And I was really fortunate to have a nurse watching me go through this, and she commented what I was doing. Again, I'm totally unaware at this point of what I was doing, right? And she said to me that I can help you to get away from your pain. I can help you to take your focus off of that. You just simply have to focus on a place of peace, a place where you always wanted to go. Now, if you have seen my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life, that cover on the book with, you'll see a mountain with a lake and an eagle, that is the visualization that I would hold in my mind anytime I would have the pain. And this is something powerful that you can do as well. Now, I want to give you an example. I'm going to fast forward years later, and I'm at a place where I am healthy, and I'm now new. I'm married to this wonderful man, Ross, and together we are going into our sick kids hospital in our local area, and we're taking our dogs, and they're doing pet therapy. Okay, so what would happen when we would go in and do pet therapy? Ross would stay in the lounge area with our dogs, And I would go room to room, and I would inspire the kids. I would give them Reiki, a hug, an autograph, whatever it was that they needed. Well, I went into this one room, and the little girl that was in there, she was 11 years old, and her name was Jessica. Now, this is a powerful tool, before I go any further, that any parent listening, you can do this with your kids. It's absolutely awesome. And I do this with my children, and now they're grown up, I'm doing it with my grandchildren. Okay? So what happened, I walked into Jessica's room. I knew before I went in that she had had three surgeries in 1 week. She was very weak. She had a cold cloth on her head. She was pale looking. Her mother was sitting beside her, and her mother kept saying to her, you know, how bad is your pain, dear? Where is it now? And I quickly flashed back to laying in the hospital bed myself, where I was focusing on my pain. And I said to the little girl, you know, if you'd like, I can give you a little tool that you can do. And how about we look at taking a trip together? And I can help you get rid of that pain. And the mother was kind of curious, and the little girl looked at me, and Jessica said that, yes, yeah, she would like to do anything because she was in a lot of pain. So I said to her, I wanted her to think of somewhere she always wanted to visit. I wanted to take her on a trip. And normally when I've done this with kids, folks, they say they want to go to Disneyland or Disney World. Well, this little girl, Jessica, wanted to go to Italy. So what I did was I had her visualize on the sights, the food, the people, the tourist area. So she saw the sights, she tasted the food, and she had a wonderful trip to Italy. So we did this for a couple minutes, and as we were going through this process, the mom had learned a powerful lesson. She learned that it was very important as her role as mom not to focus, get her focusing on where the pain was. It was her role to do something like that, but not keep saying, Jessica, where's your pain? How bad is it? Where is it now? Right?
Okay. So going to be time for a break now, so why don't we take that break right now?
Okay, perfect.
You're listening to Sue London and Get Inspired Radio. We'll be back right after these here on Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Welcome back to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today we've been doing the show a little different. I've had so many people asking, how do you get through having illness, or how do you go move forward from disease? How do you get through the challenges that you faced? So, you know, I thought that what we would talk about today is how I got through it, and we have been talking about the different techniques I've used. I cannot do a show without talking about the importance of gratitude in our life. And, you know, if you focus on just a simple, small thing of having a roof over your head, of, you know, having a pair of shoes, of no snow day, you know, small things can really, really be important. For me, when I have another birthday, every November 23rd is a massive celebration in our house because I'm so grateful to be alive. And when I hear people say, oh, I'm turning another year, it's horrible. Well, what are your options is what I want to say to them, right? So be grateful for absolutely everything. Now, the biggest aha that I had was when I went to Hawaii. It was in 2004. And I went there, I was on my honeymoon with Mr. Wright, my husband Ross. And when we landed on that Maui runway, I cannot tell you how I uncontrollably started crying and having tears coming down my cheeks. Because, you know, I realized I had just accomplished the biggest achievement in my life. I actually, for the first time, knew it. I believed it, but I knew it for sure that I had my health and the challenges were behind me. And I had just accomplished going 14 hours, changing three planes in one day to go to my dream vacation that I'd held in my mind for 25 years. And so while we're landing on this Maui runway, I thought, I did it. I've accomplished all this stuff. I've healed this disease. My baby's alive. And the baby was on the trip with us. And my husband and daughters looked at me and thought, Mom is nuts. But then when I shared how I was so grateful and what was going through my mind, they understood. But I was also grateful not only to have my health to take the trip, but I was so extremely grateful for everyone who played such an important role in my healing process. I was grateful for all the people who had miraculously appeared when I needed them the most. And I was so grateful that, you know, the ones that I needed were there, and they told me what I needed. The doctors who kicked my butt some days in a loving way. Now, being grateful, folks, on a daily basis can bring you great abundance in your life, not only with health, but in every area of your life. So what I did on you know, focusing on gratitude was that I started either in the morning or the evening. It sometimes varied, whatever, you know, was going on. And you might be a morning person or you might be a night person. But what I suggest you do is keep a journal and write down what you're grateful for. It might be one or two things to start, but you'll find the list will grow as you're doing this. And it might be that you can't think of something. It's okay to write the same thing down twice, but keep focusing on what it is you're grateful for. I am so grateful for being alive. I am so grateful for the challenges I faced in my life. I know that everything that I went through, it happened to me for a reason. And I would never, ever, ever change anything that I would have been through. As I mentioned, I was somebody who was so fearful of center of attention that I couldn't even raise my hand in school, in public school, just to say here in attendance, or I would, you know, throw up. Sorry to be graphic, but I would throw up on the teacher's desk. So here I am now, center of attention, with my radio show, now syndicated on 4 stations, folks. I've now had offers to host my own TV show, and I've had people take interest in my life story and want to make it a documentary and a movie. So there's so much more coming for me. And you, too, can create that life you desire. You will learn why you had this happen. trust me, I believe in you, and I know you can get through your challenges. Now, again, I want to encourage you to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, sign up for that free newsletter, and get those 10 empowering videos for more tools and techniques. So it's AskSueLondon.com. Now, we've had an amazing show. I hope something I've said to you here today is going to help you along your journey. And I really value you listening to the show every week. So thank you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Now, on behalf of my wonderful producers, Brian Sullivan and Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we all wish you much love and many blessings. Have an awesome weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Get Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook /Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard.
the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.